So the mighty, mighty jackrabbits are coming to Flagstaff. Mighty, mighty jackrabbits.
You can see our...
Might and jackrabbit just mighty, don't mighty, seem like...
The mighty, the big, bad, mighty, mighty jackrabbits.
If you want to see the jackrabbit shirt, just take a look at Facebook.
Are coming to meet
Lumberjacks. Oh, did you get one up?
I did.
Lumberjacks.
Is it through the glass
with
from
our
here?
With our fan. Oh, Julia got it over there.
Oh.
Pretty cool. Hey, before we get to the calls, we need to wrap up just one detail. We have these cool headphones.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Which, by the way, they work so well. You almost ran me over yesterday, and you didn't even know it. He's out there mowing the lawn with the headset on, blasting, and I walked behind you to get into the pool, and you backed up on me. Never even knew. So they
was
you know,
that
make
my
sure you're
fault
gonna,
or your fault?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but just if you know somebody wearing them, just be careful.
I see a second phase of these coming out, too.
Like with a little rear-view mirrors or something on them?
One that, well, they have special earplugs that are headphones that I've seen. That amplify voice. It drowns out. It somehow amplifies voice. So you have your music, but then if somebody's talking with it in 10-foot radius, I can see that, like, bringing the radio down and bringing that in.
Or a little backup camera. Either one of those.
Anyway, hey, when I'm mowing the lawn, listening to Charlie Daniels, you just stay inside. For your own safety.
The devil went to mow the lawn.
If you want to have this much fun at your house, you can win. We have three sets to give away today. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com. You can go to the Santa Bag page, and there's a little place there to sign up. And it's, you just put your basic information there, and we're going to draw at the end of today. And so if you'd like to win a set of those for to give away for Christmas or...
These are nice.
They are really nice. They're about a $60 value. Very nice.
So we have three of them to give away, and they don't come with batteries. But because you're winning them from Rosie, we're going to throw the batteries in.
Yeah. Okay, that's no fun to get a present you can't use.
Okay, so again, to win them?
Go to SantaBag/holiday. Or I'm sorry, RosieInTheHouse/holiday. And then there'll be a little sign-up on the side. It's in the Santa Bag page.
Okay. There you go. Let's get to the callers. This guy's been waiting a long time.
Larry, good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, buddy.
I got a 12 by 14 bedroom, and I was going to put a split AC unit in it.
Okay, a mini split?
Mini split, yeah.
Okay.
And what size AC do you think would be ample for that?
Well, we're gonna want to take a look at the construction of the home. We're gonna want to take a look at how much glass is in that. Are you gonna eliminate all other ductwork to that, or do you just need a little supplemental cooling in that one room?
It's an add-on. I never put the duct into it.
Oh, okay.
I've had a water cooler on it, so.
Okay, you've had an evap cooler on it.
Yes.
And you're going to go to a mini split. You know, they're going to probably approach something right at the 1 ton capacity.
1 ton?
Yeah, probably. You know, it's probably a little bit more than you need, but that's probably what they're going to go with. In the Santa Bag at Rosie on the House, we actually have night air conditioning sitting in there in the Santa Bag just waiting for somebody to let him out.
We got the lid on and everything.
Yeah, you could call Chuck Knight. Of course, we have Integrity Air. You're in the Phoenix area?
Glendale, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Of course, we have Integrity Air Conditioning, and then we have Rias. Those are three great companies. You could call and talk to any one of them. They'd probably talk you through it on the phone as far as what size. But for those of you that are listening that may be in the market for a new air conditioner or heating, know this, on our homepage, rosieonthehouse.com, there is a consumer's guide on the right-hand margin of the webpage. Shopping and buying air conditioners. It tells you exactly what to look for when you're considering replacement of your whole house central heating and air conditioning unit. If y'all would just follow those guidelines, there'd be so many fewer complaints about ripoffs. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. Go to the right-hand margin. Consumer guides and pull out the one for air conditioning. There's one there for roofing, there's one there for painting, and there's one there for selecting a remodeling contractor. All guidelines to protect you, the homeowner. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. Marion, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I have a patio that I would like to enclose. It would be like 10 feet out from the house and 19 feet across.
And enclosed to like a screened-in Arizona room or enclosed to gain additional living space?
Enclose it to a room with the blocks.
Okay.
And I was wondering approximately how much would it cost to do that?
The roof is currently in place right now?
Yes.
We're roughly talking 200 square feet.
Yes.
A lot of it, you know, you can start an enclosure like that for something in the neighborhood of about $15,000. But I'm going to tell you, you ought to spend more than that. You ought to overpour the concrete, bring it up to the same level as the rest of the house. You ought to extend the ductwork, make it attached to your central heating and cooling. You need to pull a permit. You need to pull a design. You're going to need to do some underpinning of the foundations and the stem wall. You're going to need to make it in a fact that it's completely water intact from the outside, which most of those additions end up having drainage problems. And you're going to want to make it as much a part, you either have to make it a complete part of the inside or let it be an old-fashioned Arizona sunroom and let it stand apart, and then you're putting a window air conditioner in there or a mini split like Todd was just talking about. But it really can't get done for less than 15 years.
Done right.
Yeah,
I mean,
done right.
Slap up some OSB and put an evaporative cooler on it for $500.
Yeah.
But that's going to do nothing for the resale value. That's
going to insulate it.
Be against code.
Yeah.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.